a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Man, it's coming and going, this rain. It's going crazy. Our turkeys have arrived for the potluck and have been placed where you put turkeys. They're on the floor wrapped in beach towels.
Yeah, people are running with their bag. Here's Dana with his bag of food.
That's how fresh they are, John.
I just don't get
it. It's a competition now. They're all coming up running about how great their stuff is.
Yeah.
Salads.
You're
going to
miss out on my amazing this and that.
Yeah, I know. You probably make good food, but I don't like this unattended part. That's the part that nobody's listening to. It's not you. It's all the stuff in between that can contaminate it, between you cooking it and it getting here.
How many are made that's like, I got to make the most amazing dish to keep my job out there?
Are you talking about Wintermeyer? And that's why he put this whole thing together? He must be worried, but that's what I think. Anybody who puts this together is worried that they feel like they're on thin ice.
It is just before the end of the year.
Yeah, so this is the firing time. Yeah, that's the heavy firing time. And you might feel like your back's up against the line, the wall there, and there's, you know, the guys are like, ready, aim!
Especially in sales, if you're the one with the lowest numbers.
Yeah. So Tom's trying to like, hey, everybody, I'm the coolest guy in the world. I made you all turkey.
Got up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, and he's bragging all the time he got out. And he made a turkey, and Lane made a turkey, which is now just a dick-swinging turkey contest. Although, and they're both on the floor right now for your enjoyment.
If I'm doing that, though, I'm hiring out. I'm going to get me a real chef to make that thing.
Oh, I'm going to lie.
Yeah.
I went to Brady's once, and you had a thing. And I forget who was there. Hamilton was there. Matt Hamilton, your parents. I think you had like a little Thanksgiving in March deal or something.
Oh,
like
yeah, that's what my mom wanted.
And I said, we'll bring some, you know, you can't come empty-handed. So we showed up with Paul Sir just gave me the finger. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, what did he bring?
That's how easy it is to spark Paul. Now he's going to go piss on all the food and did kill everybody.
Yeah, so I think he had a bag with him. Watch out.
That was his dish. He brought one dish.
I love Paul, but there are a lot of people that know Paul would kill them. But I didn't. We were going to bring cookies and stuff. I was going to make them. We didn't. So we went to took a plate from home and some Reynolds wrap and went over to Paradise Bakery and got a bunch of great delicious cookies.
Hell yeah.
Wrapped them up on the plate and put them down. Your mom
went nuts, I bet.
I can't believe how delicious these are. Did you make these, Megan? Uh-huh.
And then Hamilton's over there. Arr, 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 arr. He's the best cookies ever. We should hire her to do desserts at Pork Obelisk. Bark, 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 bark. But yeah, you sure should. Idiots.
Well, Bunny has a history with that, right? Didn't she make something?
She has
that
her
was,
bunny cookies.
Yeah, that were...
Well, she called them Toll House cookies, and Brady thought she'd invented Toll House cookies, but Toll House cookies are from the folks at Toll House.
That's for years.
You used to call them Toll House cookies, right?
My mom's Toll House cookies. No, they called bunny cookies.
Yeah,
but we'd go, like the recipe might say Bunny's Toll House cookies or
right,
something like
which
that.
Is Toll House cookies.
Yeah.
She's just putting her name on something that already existed. Yeah. Can't do that.
I looked at the card the other day. It just says bunny cookies.
Well, right, because we talked you guys out of that.
Yeah.
That robbery.
She wrote a check.
To the toll house. Yeah, the gang. What do you have, Brady? You won last Rock Wars. But,
we need a little potluck music.
All right. Music to the potluck. Now, eat
that's
it.
That's tough.
Eat it by Weird Al's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Fine.
Yeah. And then, of course, Metallica and Slayer and, for whatever reason, Closer by Nine Inch Nails and Bodies. All banned.
Rock songs about food?
There's plenty
whatever
of
whatever you feel that you'd like to play at the potluck.
No,
I know we had,
it's your choice.
We couldn't play music over there. There's three stations in this place.
Something palatable?
We represent all three. All three, yeah. Okay.
Something that isn't going to be leaning towards any of them, but could be make everybody happy. And no Weird Al and all the others I mentioned. If you want to help out, Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can go on to our Facebook or text 97936. Or call us, 585-9800, and help us out with this. We'll find out what we're talking about with potluck theme songs. It's 98KUPD.
This is bad, 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 bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
All right, then. It's 937. It's Wednesday. It's time for the pretty and weekly. It's a bi-weekly this time. Most of the time we get it every week. The weekly battle of musical supremacy. We call this Rock Wars. And Brady has the helm. And he has chosen the theme song for the weird potluck that's going on right
Leo's
now.
Leo's running. He's
couple,
running.
Uh-oh, is he running? Floor turkeys, couple floor turkeys available for the masses
is that where you were? You were smelling the floor turkeys?
You get on the, yeah.
I was jerking off
trying to make it through all of. They're involving engineering now because they need more outlets for all the crock pots. They're rearranging chairs.
I feel a touch. Explode. I feel a touch responsible for that. Because I think if it wasn't for me, they'd just put the crock pots up there. Nobody cares. But I think now that
cool
I'm
off.
Yeah, now they're like, yeah, just let it cool off. We'll heat them up in the microwave. But now they know somebody's got an eyeball on this for safety's sake.
And the quote was from Wintermeyer. So you guys coming by?
Yeah, said, floor turkey.
I said, yeah, we'll swing in. You can't keep Brady away from food.
Well, Brady will be there. He's been swaying back and forth. This is the first show Brady's ever done standing the
entire
show.
The whole show, I noticed.
It's because your knee.
Burning some calories.
Oh, you're not.
No, yeah, it's the knee.
Brady represents us.
You heard his knee. Yeah. Oh, does he ever? He eats for four.
Not hitting it.
Yeah. No?
You're not doing it?
You out? Yeah.
You got a lunch plan?
I got a lunch.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Someplace safe. Good thinking.
You can have second lunch.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
I might be back in. Right,
well, that was easy.
Not hard.
Watch this. What about third lunch?
No, I'm out.
All right. He's got boundaries. All right, let's see. Brady, a potluck theme song.
Kick it off, Johnny.
I'll go with the one that that's just my theme for the day. It's just, it's not safe. This is just not safe, and I don't like how people are. I just don't like it. I'm going to go with Dope. You have it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's edited?
I haven't listened to it, but you said it came from Marcus.
Yeah, so. You deserve what you get here. Die, mother effer. Stay high. Don't eat your bread. Don't eat no religion. Don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat that. Don't do what I've been told. You're so lame, why don't you just go?
Die, mother, die, mother, die. You can have that going on while they're eating.
Die, mother, die. Because that should be rolling in your head as you dip into Paul Suris goulash. Die, mother, die, mother, die. Oh, Paul Marshall from KSLX brought food for everybody. I'm sure that's safe. It's gruel. No, nothing you can mix in that gray concoction.
Go ahead, Eric.
All right. This band that I chose hasn't been around in a while. They made some really good albums in the mid-2000s and then kind of faded away. But it's Crossfade. We are on the same page, I think, John.
Yeah.
Killing Me Inside.
Right. Yeah, see? It should eat you from the inside out.
It's more of a slow kill.
Yeah. Well, that's what... E. coli does.
Yeah, they'll be feeling it later this evening.
And I had my son, Caden, help me. And he usually has a bunch of under his fingernails. Because kids are filthy, but who was looking?
Now, when I hear your song, it's like an immediate fall over dead. Yeah. This one's for later this evening.
That could happen, too. If you're lucky, you'll choke to death fast and won't go through the mess. But Eric has the slow kill, I have the quick kill, and Parkinson's Brady, what do you have?
I've got the opener.
Why are you moving around so much? You're making me nervous.
Because I know Larry, rumor had it Larry was going to do his chili, but I'm not sure if it's a Thanksgiving theme, if he still does that.
Turkey anyway, chili?
I'm picturing the troops downstairs gathering at the base of the steps, two single file lines going up with their forks in their hand, and I want this to play for Larry's opener. But the hard rockin' Lionel Bart with Food Glorious Food from Oliver.
That's my song.
Eric's song. Is your knee really hurting you?
No, not too.
You're doing a lot of waving around. Yeah.
He's making it worse.
Yeah, I think you're helping.
What year is this from? When did this come out?
Late 60s, right? 65, I'm guessing.
63, 65, 68.
What are you calling bingo numbers? Settle down.
I've never seen the Oliver.
Yeah.
Is it a good movie?
It's not bad. It helps you with all sorts of great sports references they make on ESPN and stuff, you know. The Artful Dodgers and, you know, more? Who would ask for more?
It's me, sir. Oliver.
Oliver.
It's a classic.
It's a bunch of gay English kids who are orphans and steal from people.
Happy English kids.
No, gay, homosexual.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Singing and dancing and stuff, that's gay. In the rainbow way. Not in the happy way so much.
Oh, I thought you meant happy.
No, more in the disappointed parents way. That way, you know. It was the 60s. There wasn't a happy parent amongst the Oliver kids. All right, there you go. Those are your choices. Dope, Die, Mother F, or Die. That's my choice. Eric chose the Arcadia Twins. Hey, Hotshot, what's on your
Crossfade,
plate?
Crossfade, Killing Me Inside.
And then Brady chose Food, Food, Food by Oliver. All right. Those are your choices today. You can vote Holmberg at 98KUPD.com. 98KUPD.com. Or no, what's the other one? What's the other thing? 97936. That's what I'm thinking of.
Put your readers
on. Yeah, put your readers on.
Yeah, I can't. Well, it wasn't about reading. It's just about memories. 585-9800 is the phone number. You can call there. Of course, always get involved on Facebook. There you go. We'll find out who wins next. It's 98KUPD.
A little bit of everything. And do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All right. In the middle of Rock Wars right now, the vote's being tabulated for the song best suited to theme our potluck that is being forced upon the employees here. I will not be attending. I Want to Live. I do have a wonderful email from someone that I'll get to in just seconds. Right now, I won. I have Dope, Die, Mother F, or Die. Eric chose the Sunshine Gang.
Crossfade.
And how many pairs of shoes do you have?
Killing Me Inside.
And Brady has, of course, Oliver's song, Food, Glorious Food. Yeah, I won the phones 10-4-2 over Brady and then Eric, and won the emails 10-2-1 over Brady and then Eric. Someone on Brady beat Eric twice with all that. This guy says, what the F was that? It's a small world, Brady? What the hell was that? John, your pick is solid, but I do have to go with Eric this week. I just like that song better. David says, two of you disappointed me. Brady with his rose-colored glasses, assuming that everybody's not trying to poison him. You're not that likable. And that soft-ass emo song Eric pulled out. Was that the one you played when your mom kicked the bucket?
Oh.
My vote is for you, John.
Wow.
That's it. I've had it.
Man.
That's it. Who's that guy?
That's the straw.
I'll give you his email after
the show.
Yeah, what's
his email?
It's David.
I'm going to send him something awful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to get you in that. If they're willing to throw the punch, let's not get into fights, but keep it fun, and these will get great. Good topic, Brady. I used to enjoy potlucks a few years ago. Like you, Brady, until I got to a work potluck and took a bite of some bean dip a single coworker of mine made and promptly started to pull short dog hairs out of my mouth. The girl had like six dogs and evidently shedding problems she didn't have problems with. John, at least I hope you stay on top of your dog's fur. Enjoy the meals, boys. Good topic, Brady. No to you, Eric. No to you, Brady. John even gets the vote, even though you should have went with Twisted's version.
Oh, it's NSYNC Clown Posse fans.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. Eric, great pick. I'm sorry this will be the first Thanksgiving without your mom. But rest has nothing to do with the potluck. Rest assured, wherever she is, she's the happiest she's ever been. Away from you for Thanksgiving. Brady, you had to pick your high school class song. Chancellor is always well done. John, I'm just going to say, die, mother effer, die, and leave it there. This one says, I'm voting for Brady. I feel sorry for him. Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you, Cynthia.
You like pity votes, Brady? Are you good with that?
I'll take them.
You'll take that?
Any right. vote, hey. Good vote.
Pity works. What do you got over there on the electronic
crowd? Right now, you and Brady are actually tied on text.
How is that?
Same number of votes. And Brady's got a slight lead on Facebook.
Who'd have ever guessed? It was possible that someday Dope's Die Mother Effer Die would be
Battles.
Tied with Oliver's Food, Glorious Food yeah. in some sort of music contest.
And my normal rock song is way behind.
Right. I'm getting a call.
It's a tight battle.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Let us hear.
Put it on speaker.
Come on.
Can you hold on a second? I'm on the radio.
Yeah, speaker
there. Telemarketing?
It's tough to needle. They're delivering my new mattress.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, tell them to get on it.
No wonder you answered.
I got that cool bed that moves two sides so I can sleep.
One?
Oh, man, give myself blowjobs.
I thought your wife handled this stuff.
Why is it roll her?
I don't know why they're calling me. I was just about to ask him. Let's go, guy. Talk to delivery time. Yeah, just knock on the door. She's in there.
Your house manager is failing.
Wife's inside.
Thank you.
That'll take care of it.
That'll do it.
What'd she say?
So wait, you said you got a mattress that rolls her into you?
No, it rolls myself into myself.
Oh.
I can ball up
can
like a potato bug.
Up.
I was at the store over in Scottsdale and Thomas, and I'm like...
Can you self-partner?
I think I can.
Oh, all right.
I honestly believe I may be able to dock myself. I'm trying it.
Selling point.
I might get one of those.
Yeah, you got two. Oh, yeah. You can get the one that does both sides and lifts you both up. But there's no possible way that'll be a that won't end in an argument. So I did the split one. Yeep, yeep, yeep. And I didn't know Tough to Needle was like as like oh, and the new hybrid mattress. All right, now it's a commercial, but I love it. So finally, the mattress has arrived. The other thing's already there, but now it's all going to be
the contraption.
Yeah, we'll stand outside the house. Somebody should be in there. Knock. She's not answering. Okay. Don't touch the doorbell. We don't have one. Anyway, I think I've John Gordon picking number between 1 and 5 or 6 or whatever. 6. 1 and 6.
I got to go with number 2, which is what you're going to get after eating at the potluck.
That's right, and it's John G's choice. You are number 2, John. You're our number 2.
I'm surprised Eric didn't go with a pot.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I
mean,
I go with Tool all the time.
That's
yeah,
true.
Exactly. But Holmberg wins.
Yeah,
easy.
Die, mother effer, die. Thank you very much. Dope will win this for sure.
JG, are you partaking?
Maybe.
It's a maybe.
Don't do it, John. I like you.
I got a song for you.
I don't want this. I want this to happen to you. It's time now for the entertainment drill Brady brings us. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black self-defense training, and helps you learn how to fall down like I did last night at Safeway. Break falls are kind of a treat. And my tumble at Safeway kept me from whacking my head on the ground because I knew to throw my arms out and catch myself as I slid to a horrible ending in front of the readers I was buying in what is considered the most septuagenarian moment of my life so far. Falling down at the Safeway in front of readers you were looking at is not the way. The only thing worse would have been if I'd have died doing it. He was looking at readers and he fell down and broke his hip. He's dead. Ah! I'm only 47.
Or Lance and I. Object.
I poked one out. I got a patch and I'm in a wheelchair.
Safeway floors were wet.
But, yeah, I learned the break fall there, and that's something you can learn, too. It's pretty great. You learn that kind of stuff. And, again, it's altered my life in weird ways. I tie my shoes different because of ReactDefense.com. That's a fact. No joke. Life-altering stuff can be taught to you there. While you're getting in the best shape you've ever been in, you can learn how to get a little smarter on these weird, mean streets that seem to get stranger by the day. And learn how to defend yourself and the people you love. On top of it all, they got a great special for just you KUPD folks, $169 for the next 2 months of training. Just covers everything they do. Unlimited training for that price is unbeatable. And I guarantee you, after you get that little gift card for somebody or yourself, you or they will be hooked and wonder why you didn't do it sooner. So if you're on the fence, check it out right now, reactdefense.com. Tell them KUPD sent you and get hold of that gift certificate and then get yourself all loaded up and ready to go. Or give it to somebody for Christmas and then get them in shape for next year. It's a great thing. And train as a couple. Train as buddies. Do whatever. Get a friend in on it with you. It's great. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
We pay pretty good money for streaming services.
Sure do.
Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus.
Hulu.
Here are 20 holiday movies you won't find on your streaming services.
Okay.
Elf. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Is there a reason?
Express.
Yeah, they're on TV all the
they're
time.
They're on regular television, I guess.
They're owned by those networks, Brady.
Yeah. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Frosty the Snowman. Some of the ones that, you know, obviously I'm listing ones that are surprising. Charlie Brown Christmas, A Christmas Carol, the 1938, 84, and 2012 versions. This is a big one for you, John. Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas.
It is funny.
Edward Scissorhands.
Can you show Madea movies anymore? All she does is talk about knocking kids around like crazy, even ones that aren't hers. And I don't know if that's politically incorrect for Madea. Like, she gets punched a few times. And technically, it's Tyler Perry, and he's punching women. Madea's very violent.
You were talking a little bit yesterday about Elsa from Frozen possibly being gay.
Possibly.
Well, there's a song on the soundtrack of the Frozen 2, Show Yourself. It sounds like it could be a anthem for coming out.
It's the Mastodon.
The lyrics, every inch of me is trembling, but not from the cold. Something is familiar, like I dream. I can reach, but not quite hold.
There's also, I downloaded the album last night, and there's one on it called I Have a 2, Let's Lick 'em.
I've always been so different.
That's very forward.
I thought that was a pretty good hint that they
That's
might.
A good one.
Yeah.
In the movie, this song is a duet between Elsa and her dead mother.
Let's lick 'em.
Elsa's dead mother, who's voiced by Evan Rachel Wood, who is bisexual.
It's cold outside. Let's lick 'em.
At least one conspiracy theorist believes that Wood was originally supposed to play a love interest of Elsa.
Like two dogs on a bone, let's sick 'em. Lick my things.
The Disney conspiracy theorist needs to get a real life. Come on. Get out of here.
It's not a conspiracy as much as maybe just a hidden message.
Yeah, whatever.
It's not as ham-handed as most movies are. I don't think it's conspiratorial.
Also on the soundtrack is a song by Olaf called Just Scissor.
Yeah, Just Scissor is great.
Why don't you gals just scissor? Scissor in the snow.
You know what keeps a couple gals warm?
What is it, Olaf?
Scissoring. You two should scissor.
Frozen 2 is weird.
I shot Kennedy.
What?
That's a conspiracy.
Olaf killed Kennedy.
What do you do for a living? I'm a Disney conspiracy theorist.
I work on these conspiracies.
Is it the Alex Jones of Disney?
Oh, like, that's
yeah.
We got a real problem here. These people think that Disney is all fun and games for your kids.
There's an
but
agenda.
It's not. It's not. God damn it. Can't you see what's going on? The goddamn Disney dykes are out. They're not going to show you Elf. They're going to show you Disney dyking. And disguise it as sisterly love, but we know what the sisterhood's about. God damn it.
Man.
Thanks for setting that one up on a tee.
They're currently filming the British version.
This is what they're doing, Brady, is setting up the lesbian Big Ben dykes.
I'm a celebrity.
How is the British version different than America? We speak the same goddamn language. It doesn't make sense.
It's going to feed into your agenda again. This filming of the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, man.
It's Caitlyn Jenner. And they've already got a photo from one of the episodes of Caitlyn in the jungle in a black bikini.
You mean
nice
this photo? I already have it, Brady. I was sending it about last night. My friend... You haven't seen it yet. That's awful. And I honestly, not bad. She looks okay.
I never heard of this show before Caitlyn was on it.
It's Get Me Out of Here. I'm a Celebrity. We tried it for a year here and it didn't work, but it's in England. It's huge, evidently. They're crushing it over there with that one. But
hey, she doesn't look bad for a 70-year-old.
Not at all. Not at all. Most 70-year-old women should be so lucky.
Yeah.
And you know who's going to be really furious about this? Women. Who've been telling us to support. Oh, gross. Got to flaunt that. That's gross. You know what? She's gross. I mean, he's gross. Let's be honest. Well, you were the one that was all upset about us.
You don't think she'll get the brave?
He's beautiful.
Well, the article it says said brave,
yeah,
colon. And I'm like, well, then she must not look that great. Brave colon. That's what it said. Brave colon.
I'll go along with that.
Didn't say brave prostate. That's for sure. And she has, but isn't supposed to.
Two quick things. Harry Connick Jr. told a story about when he did a gig with Frank Sinatra in the 90s. And he went to Frank after the show because he felt bad. He felt like he didn't hold up his end of the deal. So he went to apologize. They're in the elevator, and he's with his wife or girlfriend at the time, Jill Goodacre.
Mm.
And he's like, Mr. Sinatra, I just wanted to look out, kid. And Sinatra
move, baby.
Says to Jill, you are so beautiful, and kisses her right on the lips.
He told that story on Letterman a long time ago.
Yeah.
That Jill was in the elevator and said, I just wanted to tell you, I don't think I played very well. Move out of the way, handsome.
Yeah.
You're a good-looking broad. Kissed her dead smack on the lips because he could. Me too that. You, Cajun twit, go yourself.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, songbird. Where's the girl? I love Frank because he just didn't care.
Nope. And this is an old man concert announcement.
Okay.
The Doobies are going to celebrate their 50th anniversary next year with a North American tour.
And?
Joined?
By?
Michael McDonald.
Oh, it's happening.
October 3rd, Auction Pavilion.
When have they last performed together?
50 years ago.
It no, could have been. Pretty, it's been ages since the Doobies and Michael played together, I think. Or it just slipped by me. That had happened.
Yeah, it doesn't say the...
So he's a Doobie brother?
He was an additional Doobie for a couple of years. Now, let's get it straight. The Doobies in the beginning had...
It wasn't an OD.
A skunk. Jeff's... What's his name? Jeff Skunk...
Baxter.
Baxter. He helped start Steely Dan and then the Doobie Brothers. And then the Doobies were like a cool musicians band. They were an awesome band of great musicians. And then Michael McDonald came in and said, I can help you write hit songs. And then he wrote hit songs for them. And they're like, oh, this is better. We make money with him. And then he started to do stuff by himself and realized, I'm not going to write hit songs for you anymore. Doobie Brothers went away and he wrote his own stuff.
Then everybody wanted him on their albums.
Yeah. And then Michael McDonald did backup for everybody in the 80s. And the Doobie Brothers sat back and said, God, we're talented, but nobody writes hit songs for us anymore. So 2019, 2020, they're back together. Just man, oh man.
So what songs did Michael McDonald do with the Doobie Brothers?
Minute by Minute.
Taking It to the Streets.
Taking It to the Streets was...
Yeah. Loads of them. All their hits outside of... what's the one?
China Grove.
China Grove is the one. And,
that's with Michael McDonald?
No, that's before.
I was going to say.
And then...
Didn't sound like him.
There's a couple.
Jesus is Just All Right with Me.
Is that them?
That's Doobies.
And then the one about the river and all that. I forget what it's called.
You know,
oh, yeah, Blackwater.
Blackwater. Keep on rolling.
Yeah. South City Midnight Lady.
Yeah, this is your house. So they had a few hits, but they weren't knocking it out of the pop yard the way they did once Michael got there, and they just crushed. But, whoa, that's a Doobie song. They killed it after that. What do you got? What a Fool Believes. There you go. That's huge. That's the big one, too. The Doobies. And then they went on What's Happening, a popular 70s show for black people. And Rerun and Raj and Dwayne went to the concert. And Rerun was told by a very nefarious white man that if he recorded the concert on his tape recorder, then he would get some money for bootlegging the thing. And he hemmed and hawed over it for a while. And then Rerun said, I'll do it. Because that's how Rerun sounded. And he put a tape recorder in his big fat rolls and was dancing to the Doobies, and it fell out.
Oh.
And Skunk Baxter saw it.
Oh,
I was so nervous in that
episode.
Yeah,
me too. And then they pulled Raj, for whatever reason, Raj and Dwayne, and they pulled all three of the black people seeing a Doobie Brothers show out, even though only one of them was wrong. And they pulled them all over to the corner and told them how wrong it is to bootleg music because it's just stealing.
Man, that was way before Napster.
Yeah, it was. And Rerun said, I'm sorry, we're poor. And then everybody went, ah, they're poor and black. Of course they did this.
And the Doobies came over.
They were admonished by the Doobie Brothers, and then started, and it was over. And
were they big enough to be on Scooby-Doo?
The Doobies?
Yeah.
Probably at one point. But Scooby's decline and the Doobies' ascent did not cross paths at a good
time.
That's
too bad.
I'm trying to think what other music other than Jerry Reed.
No, they had bands on there.
They had a lot of bands on there. Mama Cass was on there. But it wasn't the real Mama Cass. They just drew
it was
her.
It was a mask.
It was even after she was dead.
It was a whole body suit.
They just had
mask.
Her on there for no reason. She had been dead for years, and they just decided to draw her in and help solve a mystery. Where's the ham? All right, time for potluck leaving. We're done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic day, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?